Hey there, pal. How you doing? The morning in America. We put the finishing touches on this summer, it looks like. Everybody's going to start going back to school next week. And I was kind of taking a peep over a poetry volume I wrote probably 5-6 months ago, maybe. Longer than that. And I just kind of looking into what I'm probably not going to be doing that much of, because Miles is taking a nap now, which, hallelujah, I love this new phase that we're going through with him, with no naps and one time a day going to sleep and all that good stuff, him becoming a big boy and just a new routine and all that stuff. But so I was reading through this volume and I kept coming across, this must have been the big volume that I wrote a lot of poems about you and how I was feeling. And you know, it's interesting because that's going to be one of the better documents for me to keep my eyes on later on if I ever want to really tap into the way I felt after you died, because I was pretty cerebral and raw about how I felt, you know, physically and emotionally and all that jive. But wow, you're fastly approaching a year, and yeah, it's been a long year. Long year. Lots of shit's going on this year. It just seems like ever since Carrie and I met, just volumes and volumes of life and death have taken place. You know, and I know I spent years. Oh, there's a line of geese. I love that out of here, Pelton. Must be getting to be that time. Yeah, I spent years talking about the tragedy and beauty of life on paper and theorizing about it. And a lot of the times I was doing it alone. You know, just really seriously, was that anything in my life that I was cultivating? And now that I have a family and a wife and responsibilities and all this, all these other things, it kind of puts things in a more focus and perspective, so to speak. Age always does. Age and wisdom. But yeah, it's mid-August, and it already feels like there's a little bit of fall in there this morning as the construction widens all over the place. Oh, and the trumpet for anti-Obama continues to gather and gather with his health care reform and just his whole thing. Joanne was talking to me the other day about it. I just wished she won't, but I'd love for her. Someone like Don the Neighbor does it too. Just do it. Just go ahead and lay it on me. Let me jump into that boxing ring, because I'm done with these people and their neocon ideas and their lies they espouse. It's ridiculous. Just kills me. But as we tumble forward. Man, getting up early these days, and I feel it in my bones. It's all good. I love the smell of morning. Feel of it. Nice. Alright, I'm out of here, buddy. You enjoy your celestial hopping, or your ethereal dreaming, your after this world jaunt. And send me a postcard. See you then.